Job chapter 3. After this Job opened his mouth, and cursed his birthday. And Job spoke, and said, Let the day perish in which I was born, and the night in which it was said, A man-child is conceived. Let that day be darkness. Let God not regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it, let a cloud stay upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined to the days of the year, let it not come into the number of the months. Let that night be empty, let no joyful voice come in it. Let them curse it who curse the day, who are ready to raise up their mourning. Let the stars of its twilight be dark, let it look for light, but have none, neither let it see the dawning of the day. Because it did not shut up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hid sorrow from my eyes. Why did I not die from the womb? Why did I not give up the spirit when I came out of the belly? Why did the knees receive me? Or why the breasts that I should nurse? Because I would have lain still and been quiet, I should have slept, then I would have been at rest. With kings and counselors of the earth, who built desolate places for themselves. Or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver. Or as a hidden untimely birth I had not been, as infants who never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. There the prisoners rest together, they do not hear the voice of the oppressor. The small and great are there. And the servant is free from his master. Why is light given to the one who is in misery, and life to the bitter in soul? Who long for death, but it does not come, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly, and are glad, when they can find the grave. Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden, and whom God has hedged in? Because my sighing comes before I eat, and my groans are poured out like the waters. Because that which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come upon me. I was not in safety, neither did I have rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came.